You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, Ryan Knightsey, and with me, as always, is the man of a thousand names, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. It's the go-home show for Royal Rumble, Ryan. Let's do this.
That's right. It is the Go Home Show. We got the Royal Rumble pay-per-view right around the corner this Sunday. And we say this, if you're confused at all, like, oh, the Royal Rumble's not this Sunday. Well, guess what? We're our own playground now.
Ours is.
We book the arena early, baby. We, like I said, realistic fantasy booking. What that means is that every week, Mikey and I go through and we book all of the matches, all the storylines, the backstage segments, the results, all of this stuff, as we prepare every week for each pay-per-view. And we've been doing this for, over a year and a half, I think, right, Mikey?
Yeah, just about.
So
we're almost at 100 episodes, right?
Oh my god, we almost are at 100 episodes. I totally forgot. We're on the countdown to 100 episodes. I forgot.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're getting there.
Oh man, we're old-ass farts. How many more weeks?
In podcast years, we're ages old.
It's like dog years, kind of. we're on our way. So if you enjoy the like GM modes, those universe mode sort of things, it's kind of like what we're doing here, except a lot more thought with our brains.
Definitely a lot more thought with our brains that we definitely weren't ready for.
Yeah. So welcome to joining us. I'm glad you can be here. I rolled out the red carpet, so get the paparazzi flashing. Yep, you're John Morrison tonight, baby.
Oh yeah. I strike a pose. Vogue.
You're John Morrison. Mikey's your Johnny what's the other guy's name? Johnny Nitro.
Johnny Nitro. Joey Mercury. I'll be your
Melina. As we take you down the red carpet as the paparazzi's flashing.
I'll be your Johnny Mundo.
And I'll be your Johnny Mundo. Oh, man. You'll be Johnny Nitro, Mikey's Johnny Mundo, and I'll be Johnny Impact.
Perfect.
And we're all...
Who's John Morrison, then?
I don't know.
John Morrison is John Morrison.
Yeah, he's...
Starring as himself.
Oh man, I can't wait for this Full House episode. Oh god. But yeah, so welcome everybody to this week.
Full like, House of Johnnies.
Full Morrison. thank you everybody for joining us this week's episode. Like we said, our Royal Rumble pay-per-view special this Sunday. We already have a couple matches announced so far. But of course we have the go-home episode of SmackDown before we leave. Mikey, I say let's just get right into it. I mean, do we have any other preamble to get out of the way, or do you just want to get right into it?
I think we can get right into it. We'll save any rambling for later in the show when we're promoting our stuff.
Yeah, we're the rambling mans of who we are.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll find more diet tribes throughout this episode.
Oh, for sure. We'll definitely veer off track about 100 times. But to start off SmackDown Live tonight, we have Drew McIntyre coming out and saying that he has not been challenged by this roster in a very long time. He will not leave today without entering the Royal Rumble at number one, because the number one spot is the biggest challenge to any wrestler in WWE history. GM Page comes out and says that she has to hand it to him. Drew, you got bigger guts than anybody else in this roster. If you want the number one spot so bad, you can have it. But good luck getting past number two.
Oh, number two. Who the hell's number two?
I don't know. It's a mystery. I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
It can't wait for IRS to run down the ramp.
Getting them for tax evasion.
We get Drew Mac. Okay, so to pretty up on this storyline, Mikey, Drew McIntyre originally, he won the Rumble Royal Rumble last year, right?
Yes.
He entered at, what did he enter at, 30 last year?
Yeah, it was a high number for sure.
Yeah, he entered at, I think, 30 and won it last year.
Yeah.
This year, he pulled 27. He then took that number and swapped it with Cedric Alexander and became number 19. Then Elias pulled 4, and he swapped with Elias. McIntyre has then gone from 4 to 1 after it being officially granted by Paige.
McIntyre worked his way from the bottom to the top of the lineup here.
Which is what he wanted. But now GM Paige is saying that, I know who number 2 is. Good luck, buddy, old boy.
Good luck. It's going to be a challenge for sure. We don't know who it is yet.
We have no idea who it is. We
as a collective don't know who it is. Me and you might, Ryan.
You and me have like pitches, but like I don't think we have ever settled on someone.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We have a couple pitches. I'm sure we'll figure it out between now and tomorrow. let's keep going. Yeah, so that's it. Drew McIntyre. He's I like him saying he's not been challenged by the roster. He's like, man, he's like, he's above everyone else. He's like, I shouldn't be here anymore. I'm too good.
Oh yeah.
I need to be taking legends on. I need to be taking on 29 other people, and then I'll win again. You know, I think Drew McIntyre is fully expecting to just win the Royal Rumble. Like, he's like, I want to be at number, the challenge is going at number one and winning.
Oh yeah.
No one's ever done that. You know, Rey Mysterio did number 2. I don't know anyone that entered at number 1 and won.
Probably Roman Reigns at some point. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I remember, I think Chris Benoit won at number 2 or something.
Nah, like, we don't talk about that.
But I think besides that, I know Rey Mysterio at the very least is number 2. I think it might be it. I'm not sure.
The first man to ever win a Royal Rumble after entering at number 1 is Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels won it at number 1? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, Shawnee Mikes. Hold on. Do I have a new nickname? Shawnee Mikes?
Shawnee Mikes.
That's so bad.
So, yes, there has been somebody to win at number 1 entering the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Well, then Drew McIntyre wants to join that list, I guess. Let's keep moving on. Another person that I imagine wants to join that list, Roman Reigns, comes out. I'm going to say just while McIntyre's leaving, Roman Reigns walks out to get ready for his match against Andrade.
Oh, and Chris Benoit was number 1 when he did win again.
So I was right.
Yeah, I was right. The only person who have done it is Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
The only person in WWE history. Nobody else.
Well, Drewy Max wants to join Shawnee Mix. Shawnee Mikes?
Shawnee Mikes. Shawnee Mix.
Shawnee Mix. I think Shawnee Mix
DJ,
is better.
DJ Shawnee Mix.
Remember when we said we're going
coming
live
at you, tangents? Coming at you with the coming at you with the sweet beats.
I got nothing. Anyways, Roman Reigns, he's coming out to face Andrade in singles action. For both of them, this is sort of a Royal Rumble tune-up match, you know. I think officially neither of them have entered the Rumble. No, we've never seen them. Oh, actually, Andrade we've seen pull his number. But I think we're officially also saying that, you know, Roman Reigns is going to be the Rumble as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, guys, we're putting Roman Reigns in the Royal Rumble.
Who would have guessed it? But yeah, Roman Reigns, he's going to be in there. So this is sort of a tune-up match for both of them. But the winner of this match will be Roman Reigns. He gets the win. He gets the win over Andrade. Good for him.
Next up, we have a backstage interview with Shayna Baszler being asked about how she feels about the Fatal 4-Way after her loss to Natalya last week. Baszler responds saying that her loss last week was a slip-up and that Natty got lucky. But lightning doesn't strike twice, and come Sunday, Natty will figure that out the hard way. As for tonight, I have to go teach a certain someone who the boss really is.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love bully Shayna Baszler. Like, just real being a prick, being an ass. Like, I'm just really excited. And I don't know who's going to win. I mean, you know, you've been the purveyor of the women's division, you know, for a long time now, it feels, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've had these long stretches, so.
Feels like forever.
Like, I mean, who's going to win? And then no matter what, Mike, you have to remember, around the corner after the Royal Rumble is the Elimination Chamber.
Which is another huge challenge for whoever the champion is.
Mm-hmm. So if Shayna Baszler is able to get out of this Fatal 4-Way, she has now she's going to have five other people gunning for her inside the chamber. So it's going to be a tough one. But Shayna Baszler's, you know, she's just amazing. So
I think she's tough enough to handle it.
I think she's tough enough to become the new winner of Tough Enough.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Tanner, I believe his name was.
Next up, after that backstage interview, we have Naomi versus Natalia in a one-on-one match leading up to their Fatal 4-Way. It's just a one-on-one match between two women going after the title. And Natalia picks up another win this week.
Natalia
going on a hot streak here.
Getting some juice back after, you know,
going on a hot streak going into Royal Rumble.
And Natalia,
she's had three straight wins in a row for Natalia, actually.
Really?
She won in the tag team match. She won against Shayna Baszler last week, and she beat Naomi this week.
Oh, and Natalia got the pinfall victory over Sasha in that tag match.
Natalia's on a hot streak.
Natalia has pinned Banks, Baszler, and now Naomi.
Natalia has beaten everyone in this Fatal 4-Way one-on-one.
Can she win the title? That's the question. Subtle story that's been brewing, apparently. Mikey, you're either a genius or a very subtle genius.
Pushes up glasses anime style.
Thank you for doing the audio for that. Perfect. I also like Natalia and Naomi, because that was obviously before Naomi got injured in our universe. We were sizing up a feud between the two of them.
Yeah.
And I like that that's sort of been, you know, in continuing, I should say.
Yeah, and that's the big match for the Go Home show, is that they're back at it, back at their feud.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, and I guess we'll see what happens in this Fatal 4-Way.
Awesome. Well, let's move right along. Next up, we have Sami Zayn and Cesaro are backstage in GM Page's office, and they're drawing their numbers for the Royal Rumble, of course. And once they pick their numbers, who enters next? None other than Kevin Owens. What's the timing like that? Only in professional wrestling do people having a rivalry go into the office at the same exact time.
Which always is a weird coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, whoa, what are the odds? Zayn.
Whoa, didn't think I'd see you here.
Kevin Owens draws his number. Zayn, of course, being the kind of a butthole that he is, says, you know, have fun being eliminated by us, you know, Sami Zayn and Cesaro. And Owens just, you know, he's had enough. He's had enough of Sami Zayn at this point. And, you know, he just verbally chops him down. Owens says that he loves this new friendship brewing between Sami Zayn and Cesaro. But what's the end goal of this? Where is this all going? Are they going to go after the tag team gold? Or, like, are they just going to annoy Kevin Owens for weeks? Like, are they going to split up and one of them's going to become United States champion? What about this WWE championship?
Do Sami Zayn and Cesaro have a goal besides basically going, I'm not touching you.
Yeah, like, what,
I'm not touching you to Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens is like, Paige, make them stop. She's like, I can't. They're not doing anything wrong.
They haven't done anything. They're just annoying. Like, Owens admits, you know, in the past, you know, Sami Zayn called out Owens for saying that he's turned his back on every single person he's known. You know, that's he needs to make friends. That's how he survives. And, you know, Owens says, you know, he's done things in the past like that he's not proud of. And as a man, he can admit that was wrong. But, you know, he's established a legacy in this business that's cemented forever. A former United States champion, a former Intercontinental champion, a former Universal champion. You know, he's done things in this business that Sami Zayn and Cesaro have only dreamed about. And, you know, they can be friends all that they want. But what happens when Cesaro wants to become a singles champion again? Will Zayn be by his side, or will Cesaro turn his back on Sami like everyone else seems to do? Maybe it's not that I turned my back on you. Maybe it's that you've gotten so annoying, Sami Zayn, that no one wants to be with you.
Damn.
And then Owens leaves, and it gets awkward as hell.
Cesaro and Zayn are just looking at each other like, damn.
GM okay. Paige is just like, just pulling out her collar.
Just slowly, like, rolling the bingo ball, like.
Next.
Anyway, pick your numbers.
Hey-o. Anyways. Oh, Jesus. It's verbally chopped down. Going for the jugular. And I, you know, we'll see what happens at the Royal Rumble, I guess. Next up, though, tag team match. We got One Nation, the One Nation team of Apollo Crews and Akira Tozawa, teaming up, taking on Lucha House Party. You know, this will be the team of Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado. Honestly, on paper, Mikey, this should be an amazing match. The high-flying action that would be happening in this match, of course. Of course, One Nation being the heels in this match here. One Nation will be getting the victory as well. Picking up the victory, I'm just going to say right now that let's say Akira pins Dorado. One Nation, another victory.
All right, One Nation on a roll.
Yeah, two wins in a row. They're determined. They're not about management here in WWE. So they're going to make it, you know, they're going to do it on their own, per se.
Oh, yeah. All right, next up, after that match, we have a backstage interview with Roman Reigns on what he thinks his chances are at winning the Royal Rumble. He says that this year is no tougher than any other. You got guys like Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Elias, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, all gunning to win, and that's just on the SmackDown roster. Mm-hmm. That's not even including Raw, NXT, NXTU, blah, blah, blah. The whole shebang.
The whole kit and caboodle.
The whole kit and caboodle. I like that phrase. I think it's kind of funny.
I love that phrase.
But if he's been reminded about anything in the past 2 years, is that luck is on his side. The Royal Rumble will be tough, but with grit and perseverance and confidence, he'll make it through and headline WrestleMania once again.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love to see it.
Roman Reigns being typical babyface. Love it. Love the confidence, the vote of hope.
And I love Roman being like, you know, we're not... Over, I mean, his leukemia scare was 2019, right? I love that Roman is being subtle here. You know, he's saying that he's had luck on his side in the past. He's learned that, you know, just grit, perseverance, determination, and of course, that sprinkle of luck will make it through 29 other competitors.
Yep, for sure.
And let's see if he headlines WrestleMania. I'm excited. I'm always excited about the Royal Rumble, Mikey.
Royal Rumble is such an awesome event. Yeah. I've always wanted to, one of my dreams. I've always wanted to have one of those big Royal Rumble parties with everyone, with a bunch of all of my wrestling friends. Who is like four of you guys right now?
Oh, we're growing, we're expanding.
I have three of my friends who know about wrestling so far that I can talk to about it.
That's fair. I would love to just
and you're one of them.
Yes, I did it. I would love if we can eventually just, like, do, like, a Royal Rumble watch party somehow.
That's what I'm
through
saying.
Through our podcast, you know?
It's the big watch party. It'd be fun.
Like,
it'd be great.
I don't know how we would
live
do
react.
That, per se.
Hit the books, live react to Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we just do, like, a watch party. Not even, like, a live react. Just, like, watch it. Just, like, watch
it's like with us. Hit the books watch along.
Yeah. The fun of Royal Rumble is, like, the surprises and having people, like, all your friends. Like, I love doing, like, back in the day when we were in college, we did those watch parties, but we did the, like, fill out the sheets and stuff.
Yeah, we had, like, the vote sheets. Those are fun.
Because it's always fun because it gamifies it a little bit. And so, you're, like, you get even more invested in everything. I always love that. And I would love to just... Maybe
the best is when our friends who barely watched would try to fill those out.
Oh, no, that's the best part. Is like
the ones who came, the ones who came because there was pizza.
Yeah. And they were like, who was it? I think it was our friend, mutual friend Evan Bowen, that put in the men's winner was Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying that if she doesn't win, off. I'm going to be blissed off. shouts out to Evan.
That was great.
Anyways, let's keep moving on. Let's see what else is happening on this card, this go-home show for the Royal Rumble.
Yes, after that Roman Reigns backstage interview, we have the match that Shayna Baszler brought up earlier between Shayna Baszler and Sasha Banks. Another huge matchup from this Fatal 4-Way, and Shayna Baszler ends up pulling out the victory over Sasha Banks, showing that last week wasn't going to be permanent, and that she is back to being on top, maybe.
Interesting. Shayna Baszler getting the win over Banks. I mean, that's a money match right there. We're giving away on free TV.
You're welcome. Friday nights on Fox. Tune in.
Yeah, tune in. We're having good-ass wrestling on this show. Like, obviously, we don't, you know, we're not actually booking SmackDown, but, like, there's no Baron Corbin here. But even, yikes. Like, okay, here, let's be fair. We've never had Baron Corbin. We don't want Baron Corbin because we don't like Baron Corbin because his character is just I don't know. Even then, like, his character's a bully, but, like, Shayna Baszler's a bully, and we don't, like, throw dog food at people.
We don't do stupid. They could be a bully and still be, like, an interesting character.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm pretty sure it's because I'm biased, but
I think it's because they're making two grown men do shit that, like, 11-year-olds would do.
Like, I want to make our show as realistic as possible.
Ooh, let's hold him down and pour dog food on him. Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah. Because he's a big dog. Get it?
Like you guys are fucking adults. What are you doing?
Didn't they do that to also Kofi?
Just fight. Like, shit.
Didn't Baron and Dolph also do that to Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, just, like, stupid shit.
Well,
like,
I get... Okay, so here's the thing. I get doing
like,
it to
like
Roman.
Baron and Dolph are, like, middle school bullies is what they are right now.
But okay, so here's the thing. I get them doing that to Roman Reigns, right? You know, he's the big dog, dog food, ha ha ha, it's funny. Why do it to Kofi Kingston? What is... Kingston's not the WWE champion, he's just a guy. I mean... he has nothing to do with dogs.
I don't know. But still, they need to make them bullies, but not like they're 12.
Yeah, I like the character, I guess, in the sense that, like, oh, they're 12-year-old bullies, you know, middle school bullies, but, like, wrestling, I don't know. Listen,
they're grown. Anything... It's the fact that they're grown men acting like 12-year-olds, so it doesn't help their characters at all. It just makes them look like little idiots.
I think the difference is that, like, I'll pull a line from my friend Craig from Pro Wrestling Musings. There's wrestling entertainment, which is what WWE does. There's AEW, which is all over the place. But what we wanted out of AEW was, like, a hashtag wrestling league. And I'll be honest, I feel like you and I, through Hit the Books, have made sort of a wrestling league entertainment. We've mashed it all together, and I feel like it's just coherent. Like, it just feels, it feels coherent. Like, we do things, and it's like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. And it's like, I don't know. I'm diatribe over. I don't want to blow up our spot too much, but it's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Obviously, I'm biased. But I think we're amazing, and I think more people should subscribe.
Yo, smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
Leave a 5 meatball review on iTunes.
If you leave any more, we'll know.
Make sure it's 6 because we are still in the Tokyo Dome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my favorite bit. Let's keep moving along. Next up, Miz TV with special guest AJ Styles. You know, they're hyping up their match. Miz TV, of course, wants to get his, you know, final redemption of becoming back the Miz he used to be. And that's by winning the Intercontinental Championship. How else would it be that? So they're hyping up the match. Miz asks Styles, you know, what he is going to do after he loses the Intercontinental Championship at the Royal Rumble. Styles responds saying that he won't be losing the title. How will you, but you know, he's like, why don't I just flip it around on you, Miz, and ask you, how will you feel when the title you helped make popular slips through your fingers yet again? And a little bit of et cetera, back and forth. Of course, Styles is the champion here. He's the bulldog. He's like, I'm the phenomenal one, right? Miz, he's like, I need that final redemption. I need to become the person like, you know, I was, that I used to be, right?
Of course.
But there's one third person that we're forgetting here, and that's Sheamus. Sheamus arrives. He's coming down the entrance ramp. He's saying that, you know, Miz and Styles both have, you know, the right mindset going into this match. But no one is truly as hungry as him. And he brogue kicks Miz right in the jaw and just yells at him. You know, he's... Miz is the person that took his opportunity away to earn the title that Sheamus has never won, and that is the Intercontinental Championship. Styles, like, sort of hypes up Sheamus of, like, yeah, get him. Get the Miz. Beat him up. Make it my match easier. Sheamus just glares at Styles, and Styles just gets the memo, and it's like, okay, see ya.
All right, never mind. I'm out of here. Shouldn't be here. Goodbye.
You know, just Sheamus is beating down on Miz. Sheamus and Miz. That definitely a new wrinkle as we head into their Royal Rumble match, Miz versus Styles. Mikey, how do you feel about this whole Intercontinental title picture?
I love it. I'm into the Sheamus return. I'm into Sheamus getting a little more aggressive after he lost to The Miz last week and giving Miz a bro kick to the face. I like him being mean enough that AJ Styles is even like, oh, all right, never mind. I'll back off.
It's like Styles is almost kind. I don't know. Styles is like kind of scared of Sheamus, but also he knows he has a match in 2 days.
So he doesn't want to really pick a fight right now.
He's like, I don't need to be beaten up right now.
Like that guy.
Yeah, it's like my opponent. Okay, well, I love it. I love this title picture. I love the few storylines we have brewing, I guess, around here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I love it. Next up, moving right along, we have a big tag team match in The Pure versus The New Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your main event.
Oh, yeah. So we have Dash Wilder, Daniel Bryan. Drew Gulak's name. Yeah, that was weird. We got Dash Wilder, Daniel Bryan, and Drew Gooks against Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods of The New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan, I believe this was your match, and I think you had an idea for what happens afterwards.
Well, we're talking about what happens afterwards, but are we going to have – I guess the first question is, do we have an ending? No, I don't – didn't, because I do – yeah, this match is going to end in a no contest because – I'm going to restart that.
Yeah, good call.
Oh, yeah. So this match is probably going to end in no contest because I'm thinking that the OC, the Good Brothers, Carl and Gallows, Carl and Luke, come out, you know, distract the New Day, distract the Pure. They got, of course...
When you call them Carl and Luke, it makes them feel so much less threatening.
Well...
Ah, yes, the Good Brothers, Carl and Luke.
Oh, yeah. And they're, you know, they're coming out, and I think it's just, you know, then, you know... They're distracting. They're beating up on New Day, beating up on The Pure, because they have a match also.
Ah, yes, The Pure. Daniel and Drew.
Yeah. Daniel, Drew, and Dash. loved him in The Incredibles. yeah, we got the tag team title match hyping up on this Sunday, the Royal Rumble. And then, you know, just more and more people. I think, you know, then, you know, Velveteen Dream comes out to get some on Brian, you know. Then, Owens comes out, Zane, Cesaro, you know, all these guys. Roman Reigns comes out. We're hyping it up. Big locker room spill out into the middle of the ring, and people start quote-unquote eliminating each other. What I mean by that is, you know, hey, it's Royal Rumble. People are throwing each other over the top rope out of the ring. Who's the final two in the ring, Mikey? Who's going to be the final two, probably? That's a decision we can make. Like, you know, like...
I'm going to go with... I think I have an idea of who the final two is going to be. Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, perfect. Eliminating out of it until we're left with Kofi and Daniel.
I like the idea of them each throwing the last person out at the same time that they're dealing mm-hmm. with. And then them turning around and noticing that they're the last two in the ring and then just charging at each other.
And it's just big brawl. Big brawl energy. So like
and like the New Day and the Pure have to come and separate them.
Mm-hmm. And we got a big match. Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan. Pure and New Day banned from ringside. Mikey, I am so hyped for the Royal Rumble this Sunday. I love big locker room brawls. I love when Royal Rumble season comes around. I'm excited. I can't deny it.
It's going to be a great pay-per-view.
Let's look at that card real quick. We have, of course, the men's and women's pay-per-views, Mikey. We have a couple Raw matches, which we'll talk about when we get there. But on our side, we, of course, have, looking in the women's division, Mikey, we have...
We have Natalya versus Naomi versus Sasha Banks versus Shayna Baszler in a fatal four-way for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship.
In the tag team division, we have The Pure taking on The New Day and The OC for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
All right. We got AJ Styles versus The Miz in an Intercontinental Championship match.
Of course, with Sheamus probably going to be like that, the ring around, you know, the Saturn ring sort of thing.
The ring around the Rosie.
Yeah. Hey, is that...
The ring. The ring around the ring?
Yes. Question mark. And then we also, of course, have the main event, Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. New Day and the Pure Band from ringside. It's all about who's the best wrestler.
And, of course, we have the men's and women's Royal Rumble.
Of course. You know. So, but before we go, Mikey, we can't go without helping or ruining our cards. We, of course, have the randomizer. If you're new to the show, the randomizer is this policy that we have here that, you know, to make sure that our show is realistic as possible. There's, of course, GM mode. There's universe mode. And what do those things have? Of course, they have, like, injuries. They have gimmick matches. They add title changes, title things. Things that, like, we want to make sure the show is realistic. So the randomizer helps us stay realistic. And if we've learned anything from the randomizer, that it is a god. It is our one true god, Lord and Savior, and devil. It is our devil and our angle.
It is our angle and our devil.
I'm terrified, yet it helps us immensely. Like, there's things in there that can help us. There's also a lot of things in there that can't hurt us. So, Mikey, whose turn is it to hit the randomizer? I know we haven't recorded in several weeks.
I believe it's my turn, because I think last week you rolled Sasha's nagging injury.
I think that's correct.
All right, so here we go.
Boy. Right before the Royal Rumble. Hopefully no one's hurt. Let's let's get some good things, baby.
All right. See what we got. Oof. Okay. It could be worse, I guess.
Okay. What have we got?
We have a minor injury. It's minor, but still, it sucks that it's on the go-home show between the Royal Rumble.
It's minor, so anyone that's wrestling under 18 is injured.
Yeah. and they get hurt for a D4 minus 1 week, so...
Okay, so let's see who's wrestling. We got Roman, Andrade. Well, Mikey, this is bad, right? I honestly, what this means is that whoever gets injured is probably out of the Rumble.
Yeah, it that's exactly what it means.
Okay, so we got
unless it's like, I don't want to put this evil in the world, but Kofi Kingston or Daniel Bryan.
I guess my question first off is, we're going to have a huge locker room brawl. Does that mean all of the men are up for grabs here?
I don't know.
I feel like it does. You know, I think people are getting thrown out. Did land wrong or something?
Yeah.
I don't like that saying stuff like that, but it's like, legitimately, it's like, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would say, though, and I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying this logistically, and I think it's fair for me to say this. Maybe not fair to say it after all this injury stuff, but I think the only person that doesn't come out for the locker room brawl is McIntyre.
Because why would he?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like we talked about earlier, it's like he wants to be a number one. Why? He wants everyone. He wants 29 people, not 10, 15, or whatever. I legitimately don't see McIntyre coming out for this. So what we're saying is all the men and then the four ladies that we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me quickly count this up real quickly. Okay, I got 40 people. I got 40 people, 40 people that could get injured. So, odds could be good.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. But it's also D4 minus 1. So, at most 3 weeks. At most, you know... there is a possibility that... It's 0 weeks, but realistically, that's probably still missing the Rumble. Like, that's
0 weeks?
Yeah, it's 0 weeks, but it's probably a couple days, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that makes sense because this is on a Friday and the Rumble's on a Sunday, so it's like...
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I feel like whoever's missing this is missing the Rumble.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to roll a D4, Mikey, while I'm rolling this D4D?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Ah, jeez. Okay.
All right. I have my result.
Okay, well, I got a 21, so let me count out here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So it's someone in the brawl.
Yikes.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Who is it?
Mustafa Ali.
Okay, that's one of the better results.
I'm not happy about it, but I mean, realistically speaking, he wasn't going to be in the Rumble probably. He was going to be in the Rumble. He probably was going to win it, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, probably not, but he was at least going to be in it.
Yes.
Well, Mustafa Ali, I rolled a 2, so Mustafa Ali is injured for a week.
Okay. Mustafa Ali injured for 1 week. He's on the injured list. Injured for 1 week.
He's taking a week off SmackDown. I think we'll be all right.
Yes. Yeah, we just won't see him. I assume that means he's doing a Spanish fly off of somebody, off of the thing, and then he somehow gets hurt.
Yikes.
Bad landing. So he misses the Rumble, and he comes... Is he coming back? He's coming back next week, right?
Yep.
We'll see him back next week for the return home show.
No house shows for Mustafa Ali for the week.
Mustafa Ali is out. Our card is booked. We have the Royal Rumble, again, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view this Sunday. So if you're not subscribed, I greatly recommend that you get subscribed. That way you can automatically get the Royal Rumble pay-per-view special in your podcast feed as soon as it drops. And you can check out who's going to win the Royal Rumble. The men's, the women's, who's going to be our new champions. It's all happening this Sunday. Mikey, opening up the plugs. What do you got to plug?
So I would like to plug my new show coming out. The first episode is going to be tomorrow, actually, when this episode drops. Mikey's Indy 500 is getting released, and I am reviewing my first 10 independent wrestling matches of the year. Starting out strong, we got some pretty good matches coming in. You'll have to tune in to find out what those are. And if you have any suggestions, you can find that on YouTube, and it'll show up in your podcast feeds wherever, if you are subscribed to this show. And if you have any suggestions for matches, please send them to us at HitTheBooksPod on Twitter or tweet with the hashtag HTB500 and let us know what independent wrestling matches I should watch.
If just, I guess, a little bit more selling, more marketing or whatever for this show, I'm very much excited. I've told Mikey this. I'm very much excited about this show. What I love about Mikey is his enthusiasm and energy when it comes to wrestling. Like, he gets so emotional when it comes to things. If you've listened to any of our past pay-per-view reviews of any of the old shows that we've talked about, Mikey brings a lot of emotion when it comes to how he feels about wrestling. And also, if you've been a longtime fan of Hit the Books, you know in the lore of Hit the Books history that Mikey isn't the most knowledgeable when it comes to independent wrestling. So by listening to the show, by subscribing, by listening every week, you'll get to hear his transformation into, like, hearing Mikey as he gets more encompassed in the world of independent wrestling, knowing more about the world of wrestling at large, and hearing what he loves, hearing what he doesn't love, finding more about it. It's a one-man show, and I'm so very much excited for Mikey. I'm so proud of him for doing this. I'm so excited for it.
Just as a quick primer, I've watched six matches so far, and out of the six matches, there's 5 different promotions.
Yes. He's going all over the place. Can we get, okay, Mikey, I know you've only watched 6, and you have 4 more on the docket. Can we just, and I know you wanted to save it for tomorrow, but can we just get, no reviews, obviously. Save that for the show. I mean, god dang. But can we get, just 2 matches that are on, the 2 ends of the earth? You know what I mean? 2 ends of the spectrum of matches that you're reviewing this first episode.
Yes. All right. So one match I'm reviewing.
Just a little tease for the audience.
One match I watched was a triple threat match between Matt Riddle, Walter, and Timothy Thatcher from Progress. Progress 55, I think it was.
Sure.
Chapter 55, I think, was the event. And another match I watched was from GCW, which was the Invisible Man versus Invisible Stan.
So you're literally all over the, like, it's going to be all over the world, the globe of independent wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want, again, if you want to listen to that, I cannot recommend the show more. Like, this, literally, I'm speaking not from my marketing brain or whatever. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm so very much excited about this show. I think it's going to be a great show. I believe that it will be a great show. So I definitely think if you're interested, please get that subscribe button. Hit it so for that episode that comes out tomorrow. And just keep going, right? Because we got a new Mikey's Indy 500 tomorrow, the premiere show, plus the Royal Rumble pay-per-view special immediately after that on Sunday.
On Sunday. Huge weekend for Hit the Books Pod, guys. Tune in. We are going right into this weekend. The go-home show, Mikey's Indy 500, and the Royal Rumble, so tune in.
It's going to be great, so definitely do it. As always, follow us on Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. There you can get all of our thoughts about the independent wrestling world. And like Mikey said, you can also tweet at him your match suggestions using that hashtag HTB500. Maybe change up the hashtag since we got a little new branding. But we'll probably stick it. We don't want to maybe not confuse the branding too much.
I think right now HTB500.
Yeah, of course. HTB500. Hashtag HTB500. You can also subscribe to the show. Like I said, definitely do it. And also leave reviews of the show. 5 stars or more on the podcast feed, especially iTunes. It helps other people
definitely
find the show.
Or, definitely, or, emphasis on or more, because we do record this from a closet in the Tokyo Dome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We somehow escaped out of the Wrestle Kingdom madness and into the new world that is.
Somehow we didn't get caught during Wrestle Kingdom. That was pretty crazy.
I cannot believe it. Like, there was a point, like, we were in the closet, and, like, Gino Gambino opened up the door, but he was, like, looking behind him and wasn't paying attention because, like, someone was like, hey, we got a tracksuit for you. And he was like, huh? And then we were like, I can't believe we got through that.
I think we threw a blanket over our heads and hit ourselves, and mm-hmm. And nobody noticed.
Yeah. Nobody. It's just so weird. So
we got really lucky there, guys.
5 stars or more on iTunes. A lot of people, it helps. What that does is it helps more people find the show. So the best thing that you could do to keep this show going, keep the show alive, is leaving just a review. It takes, you know, less than like 3 minutes.
And tell your friends, because the best advertising is word of mouth.
Well, I guess any actual let's get a billboard. How about that? I think that's the best marketing. Or like an airplane. Do we know a guy that can do an airplane biplane on the beach or something?
Just like not even drag a sign behind it. We'll just skywrite it and we'll like do skywriting.
Yeah, why not? What's the worst that can happen?
It'll blow away.
With all of that out of the way,
the worst that can happen is that our skywriting date can be on a rainy day and nobody's going to see it, and we wasted all that money.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's $1 million down the drain. Oh, jeez. Anyway, with all that out of the way, for Mikey's got to get to work. And I gotta go eat a sandwich. You can see
priorities, people.
Where our lives are.
Priorities, people. Priorities.
For Mikey, I am Ryan. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And until next time, we've got 2 words for you.
Book it.